happening now on News 1130. Homicide investigators are dealing with a suspicious death in Maple Ridge.
Corporal Dale Carr with IHIT joining us live from the scene at the Lougheed Highway and 216th. Corporal, what are we dealing with exactly?
Well, what we have is a several-year-old motel that has several suites in it. I would say it's a motel that is a type of motel that people use as a living unit more than a tourist destination. And this morning around 8 o'clock, Ridge Meadows RCMP received a report of a deceased female in one of the units there. As soon as they arrived, they began a sudden death investigation. And as they were moving through that sudden death investigation, they came across a couple of suspicious circumstances. They then elicited their serious crime unit to come and take a secondary look, give a second opinion, and the Ridge Meadows Serious Crime Unit agreed that IHIT should be now involved. Out of an abundance of caution, we're here, we have the expertise, and we'll hit the ground running as though it is a homicide until we learn otherwise. So we're hoping that we'll learn a lot more through an autopsy, which should likely happen as early as Tuesday. A pathologist will be able to help us with determining some of things that we're seeing with the body and then moving forward with some toxicology. At this point, we just have our forensic team. They're inside the unit gathering all the facts and evidence, as we only have that one opportunity to do that before we release it.
Now, Corporal, you're very careful not to call this a homicide per se, yet you allude to some suspicious circumstances. Can you reveal those at this point in time?
Well, no, we're holding back on doing that just out of an abundance of caution. We don't want to alarm anybody and certainly don't want to start any unnecessary rumors. If this turns out to be not a homicide, well, then we'll make that determination and we'll release that at the time. But we do want to be very cautious of painting any pictures that aren't really meant to be painted.
Well, what can you tell us about the victim herself? 27 years old. Any links to drugs, gangs, organized crime at this point, or is it too early to tell?
No, we're fairly confident at this point that this has nothing to do with organized crime or gangs. We're certainly looking at the drug aspect and whether or not there's a link to drugs. By that I mean drug use. It's one of the things that is forefront on our minds as we move forward. And we're also looking at whether or not, you know, there was something untoward, you know, whether or not someone broke in and did harm to this woman. So we're looking at a number of things, none of which we've made any conclusive determinations, but certainly treating it very seriously until the facts and evidence lead us down to a true determination.
But as you mentioned, with toxicology being a factor here, we may not know for a matter of days or even weeks what exactly you're dealing with then.
Yeah, that could very well be the case. We could be in a position to have some sped-up toxicology done for us if it warrants it. But certainly we could be into a number of days or even weeks to get some answers.
All right. Thank you, Corporal. That is Corporal Dale Carr with the RCMP Integrated Homicide Investigation Team speaking live on News 1130 about a suspicious death being investigated in Maple Ridge today.